Welcome to the Law Fluent Podcast Clerkship Series by Isabella from Open Law, where you'll discover the tips and tricks of scoring a clerkship and the culture of top-tier firms across Australia offering fantastic clerkship programs. For today's clerkship episode, we are joined by Kajal Mupana, the early careers advisor at Allens, to discuss their clerkship process. So Allens is a leading international law firm with a long and proud heritage, 200 years to be in fact. They are one of the big six Australian law firms and one of the largest in the Asia Pacific region. They have 40 offices spanning 20 countries. And recently, a fun fact about them is that they've contributed more than 26,000 hours of pro bono legal work to the community. So thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today, Kajal.
Thanks, Isabella. Thanks for having me.
So what's the firm culture of Allens like?
If I can sum it up in two words, I would say inclusive and respectful fundamentally. We champion all levels of the business to come to the table, lead change, be innovative and make an impact. A great example of this is the recent nationwide impact our clerks and grads had made on our office spaces. There was a discussion around multi-faith rooms not being very present or accessible to our staff. We took this conversation to the head of our diversity, inclusion and wellbeing person. And in 2 to 3 months in time for Harmony Week and Ramadan, we had dedicated and equipped rooms on each floor and accessible multi-faith and wellbeing rooms. It was such a lovely win for us and really showed to me that the people at Allens really do listen. And despite how large we are, there is also a real sense of community and connection present. Our clerks reflect positively on the support that they have felt from different levels of the business. And in my personal experience, I feel this on a daily basis. The committees we have at Allens, like the Cultural Awareness Network, Women at Allens, the RAP Committee, and all in LGBTQIA+ group further drive the sense of community. So their presence shows that it's not just about work and billable hours at Allens. There truly is a space to fortify your values, bring your whole self to work and connect with like-minded individuals.
That sounds great. Definitely the inclusion and diversity is a big tick factor for some of our students applying for clerkships.
Yes.
So what is Allens' recruitment process for clerks?
Yeah, so all applications are submitted online. As part of the application process, you will need to provide us with a resume, cover letter, academic transcript, and in some other cases, additional supporting documents such as your visa application or visa status if applicable. There is also then an optional contextual recruitment survey that candidates can complete called RARE. And Allens is proud to be the founding partner of RARE in Australia since 2016. So going back to inclusion and diversity, the RARE survey helps to increase diversity in our workforce and allows us to better understand, you know, your achievements and the context in which you completed your studies or your work experience beyond what we may see on your resume. So the information is treated with the strictest confidence and HR are the only people who see the data. Once this is all submitted, applicants will then be invited to complete an online strengths-based assessment and a critical reasoning assessment via Capfinity. The strength component presents applicants with a series of scenarios that they are likely to encounter as a lawyer and are asked to indicate how they would respond in those situations. I've done the test myself, and it is a really refreshing model to the standard psychometric testing with the random puzzles and the maths equations. It also is your first taste into life at Allens and the life of a lawyer in a commercial law firm. And following that, you'll receive a personalized development report following the completion of the assessment, which outlines your strengths and any of areas for development based on your responses. We don't have access to this report, and the assessment is purely used in our screening process as additional data in conjunction with your own application form. So there's that nice balance there of privacy too. Following this, successful candidates are invited to interviews and to our flagship recruitment event, Allens Insider Access. Brisbane, Melbourne, and Perth all hold one interview and Sydney conducts two interviews. Throughout this process, candidates will be allocated a junior lawyer to act as their buddy throughout the recruitment process. They are a great support system and resource for our candidates and often will help them connect to other people in the firm or assist with preparation for interviews and events. You can really go to them for any kind of question, including what should I wear to Allen's Insider Access for one. And then in Sydney, we also host a second event after second round interviews and just before offers are made. So that's the application process as a whole.
Sounds really good. And so what skills will an ideal Allen's Clerk candidate hold?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very proud to say that there isn't an Allen's type. We know that diverse perspectives help solve complex problems, strengthen teams, and enrich client relationships. What we do connect on is our firm values. So when I review a CV, I look at qualities which demonstrate that a candidate is curious, motivated, and they hold those soft, transferable skills critical for a lawyer, like time management, prioritizing competing interests, and attention to detail. So on paper, that can manifest itself in a number of ways. For example, a display of extracurricular involvement alongside academics, engagement in either legal or non-legal work experience, and of course, a well-written CV and cover letter that is articulate, has correct grammar, and is free of spelling errors.
And then following on from that, what extracurricular or previous legal experience is favoured or perhaps more competitive at Allen's?
Again, I'm very proud to say that we don't favour legal versus non-legal work experience. We appreciate that not all students have access to the same opportunities during university, and so we take a holistic approach in reviewing applications. That's also where the rare information is helpful in understanding context to an application. So to reiterate, there is no Allen's type, and for example, legal and non-legal work experience hold the same value to us. In this instance, what we do look at is longevity, the sign of commitment to something, as well as, again, transferable skills. So I encourage students to think about the skills they've learned in whatever role or industry they have work experience in and articulate how those skills are relevant to a clerkship. Allen's is also launching a virtual internship mid-year. So for any students who feel that their CV is treading a little bit light or they'd like to get an opportunity to develop some skills, this could be a really great opportunity to learn more about Allen's and get some experience with commercial law activities and pop it on their CV.
Fantastic. And what rotations are offered within the program and how many will a student undertake in their clerkship?
Mm-hmm. So in Sydney, for the summer clerkship, for example, there will be two rotations. Both will be around that 5 to 6 week mark. And students will get to rank their practice groups in preference. They usually get their two of their top three, and will rotate consecutively in each. In Brisbane, we offer clerkship programs in summer and winter to coincide with university holidays, and students in Brisbane will be able to work in one practice group in each program. In Melbourne, we offer two summer and one winter clerkship program each year, again, to coincide with university holidays, and they will spend one practice group. Again, this will help show the type of work we do and the range of clients we work for. And Perth is quite similar. We offer two summer and one winter clerkship programs each year, and students will spend 3 weeks in one practice group.
And what social and networking opportunities are available for Allen's Clerks?
This is a really great question, one that I'm quite passionate about. As we revise and improve our clerkship program year after year, we really do think about giving our clerks a holistic experience that will fully enable them to interact with different aspects of the firm and ensure they aren't just siloed to the practice group they clerk in for that rotation. Alongside engaging directly with legal work, Allen's clerks will get to engage in a variety of social activities. Some examples from previous programs include trivia hosted by our lawyers, which I quite enjoy, external team building activities for the clerk cohort to connect with one another, charity fundraising activities, and connecting with our pro bono and philanthropic partners. So for example, in Sydney, our clerks pre-COVID would spend a day at the Sydney Children's Hospital as Alan supports their fellowship program. Clerks are also assigned a buddy, and that organically fosters social networking, coffee catch-ups, little lunches. So there's that really nice natural social networking aspect of the clerkship. And of course, there are the committees at Alan's, which we encourage the clerks to get involved in, and our pro bono work. It's another great way to connect with people across the firm, work on some interesting non-legal or legal work that is unrelated to their practice group that they're in. And our committees also tend to host a number of social events throughout each month. For example, All In particular will often host drinks, dinners, or provide committee members with theatre tickets.
That sounds like a lot of fun and definitely a good thing to pair with the clerkship.
Yes,
definitely. So what opportunities will a clerk receive after they finish their clerkship?
Yeah, so at Alan's, there will be ongoing opportunities to make an impact and drive one's career. Our clerkships are a way for us to build our graduate talent pipeline. So with that, many clerks go on to become Alan's graduates in future years. And in the time between clerks may also have the opportunity to join us as a paralegal in case they want to defer a year, they still have to finish a year of uni. There's also that opportunity to join us as a paralegal. So towards the end of the clerkship, we will typically brief our clerks on these opportunities.
Perfect. And my favorite question, what makes Alan's different?
This is my favorite question as well. I feel like there's so much to say. For me, there are a few key factors that really make Alan stand out as a commercial law firm of choice for clerks. Firstly, and as you mentioned right at the beginning, we are one of the largest law firms in Australasia and are celebrating our 200th anniversary this year in July. Our rich and diverse history means that we have some of the world's longest ongoing client relationships, stretching back almost 170 years. We work with many of the world's leading organizations, including 55 of the world's top 100 companies and more than 75 of Australia's top 100 companies. So in addition to advising on major mergers and acquisitions and deals that are transforming the corporate landscape, we also advise on some really interesting emerging issues like ESG and digital economy. We've worked with organizations like Canva, and we've also been advising emerging and high growth companies in the tech space, including Lavo, which is currently revolutionizing the green hydrogen energy industry. So the exposure to this really impressive portfolio of clients means learning best practice approach to complex legal problems and commercial acumen. Second, I would say, is our alliance with Linklaters. This alliance gives our people enormous opportunities to accelerate their careers on a global front with a global network. As a graduate, you'd be able to rotate in your second year at London, Singapore, Dubai, or Hong Kong. But generally speaking, if one of your goals is to experience work and life in another country, Alan's can help facilitate this quite seamlessly thanks to our alliance. The third, and one that I'm again, very passionate about, is our genuine focus and commitment to employee well-being, inclusion, and diversity. This is fortified through the work of our head of diversity, our committees, and our people more broadly. I think we have a really fantastic approach to taking care of one another. For example, during the pandemic, we welcomed a consulting psychologist to the firm who runs regular sessions on noteworthy topics related to self-care and well-being for our people. We also have a flexible hybrid work approach to promote choice, balance, trust, accountability, and reflect change. And this is for everyone at Alan's. There's no hierarchy involved. And lastly, something that Early Careers team is very proud of. We've been recognized for our clerkship and graduate programs by external bodies, this being Top Law Graduate Employer for the third year in a row by AAGE, Top Law Graduate Employer by Grad Australia, Most Popular Clerkship Employer by Grad Connection, and a Top 100 Graduate Employer by AFR. So, of course, there's so much more. The above is just scratching the surface. And my own little plug, I do invite everyone listening to check out our LinkedIn page, follow us on Facebook, and subscribe to our student newsletter for more insight into what's happening around the ground.
That is very impressive. And I can see why you have such a good platform to be, you know, talking about. So thank you so much, Kajal, for being on the podcast today and for sharing all your insights. I will link everything that relates to Alan's application process and brochures in the description box of this episode so you can check out all of that information. Thank you.
Thanks, Isabella. Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is Fahid. I completed my summer clerkship at Allens during the 2021-2022 year, and I rotated in the projects and intellectual property practice groups. Now, when it came to the overall positives of my experience, the first thing that comes to mind would honestly be the people at the firm. So whether it be my fellow clerks, the paralegals, associates, and even the extremely busy partners, everyone was always generous with their time and invested in my development and exposure to tasks. My work providers made an effort to provide the context and legal principles associated with every piece of work that I did, which definitely reassured me as I had no prior legal knowledge of my relevant practice groups. And they were also very open to question, even whilst I completed the task. Now, like at Allens, there seems to be a real culture of patience and politeness, which definitely helped a nervous junior like myself and still does help me to this day. Now, aside from work-related tasks, we were always catching up with our buddies and performance coaches, and it was extremely refreshing to have such knowledgeable and experienced professionals not only share insights into the work, but ask me questions and provide tips on my personal and professional aspirations. All these things ring true to the supportive culture at the firm, and it's something that really shows their investment into your learning. Now, another positive I'd have to say that came out of the clerkship was my exposure to practical and interesting matters. And that was just, you know, across the board with the type of work that I was involved in. So I not only worked on large transactional matters with clients, which was an invaluable experience, but, you know, these tasks ranged from completing research into novel areas of the law, drafting contract terms and responding to client queries, and even attending client meetings and even negotiations, which was really cool. I think there was a great blend of the theoretical and practical aspects of being a commercial lawyer, of having not only the requisite legal knowledge, but the skills to apply it to the client situation in a concise yet efficient way. And I can say that in at least the matters I was involved in, there was no need to use AGLC referencing like in law school, which is always a win. Now, when it comes to the social activities and that it being a positive, there were just a lot of opportunities to socialize with your fellow clerks and others at the firm. It was an extremely fun way to get to know each other and create all the inside jokes that you'd ever need. So some of the highlights from my clerkship included events organized by the careers team. So one of them was a virtual panel with Sydney Children's Hospital. And this was in person prior to the pandemic, but unfortunately, due to Omicron, had to be done virtually. It was still an extremely enriching experience seeing how the firm sponsors fellowships and learning more about the neurological sort of aspects towards, you know, treatment. And a second part would have to be the month-long exercise challenge and charity walk organized by the clerks for the Women's and Girls Emergency Center. And lastly, it would have to be the weekly trivia with my intellectual property practice group, which really showed how competitive we can be when it comes to trivial facts. Now, when it comes to some of the challenges during the clerkship, the first thing would have to be definitely remote working. So, you know, Omicron outbreak happening again and forcing us all to sort of, you know, socially distance and take everything online. Even though we did have a few weeks in the office to work and socialize, having to work from home was quite disappointing. I had a taste of the fun and spontaneous strolls through the botanic gardens and the spontaneous coffee runs. So it was quite sad to give that up to being confined in my room, you know, for extended periods of time yet again. But fortunately, our practice groups and the careers team were very smooth with the transition and constantly checked up on us through online events, activities, and virtual coffees. I guess the last point I would have to say about the challenge that came during my experience would be the contrast to university. So essentially, it's something that I'm still working on, but it's adjusting my approach to tasks and the way in which I deliver my output. So given my university experience, the way in which I research and write can be quite time consuming and somewhat non-coherent at times, as I want to cover all my bases and consider every viewpoint to avoid losing any marks. Now, because of this, I initially struggled with the efficient and concise way in which we're expected to research and write, you know, at a firm like Allens. Whether I was responding to a client directly or passing up information to a senior with years of experience, I was always told to make it as plain, simple, and easy to read as possible. Now, with that being said, there were always people around to help sense check and provide feedback on my writing and output. So I did always feel supported. So I guess it's not entirely a challenge. It's something that's sort of improved over time.
Hi, my name is Zara, and I was part of the Allens 2021-22 clerkship cohort, rotating through banking and finance and tax. I absolutely loved my clerkship experience. It was a great insight into all areas of the firm and just a great way to make new friends with similar-minded people. I'm still in touch with all the clerks, and I found some of my best friends there. What really stood out to me was the message and culture of bringing your whole self to work. Allens doesn't just say that, but they really encourage you to do it through different avenues, be it communities such as All In, the Cultural Awareness Network, or the multi-faith and wellness rooms on each floor. There's a really diverse range of people, each with unique insights and experiences. The greatest positive of the clerkship experience was the insight and direction I gained. I learned that, okay, well, I know that I love the law and all of these areas are super interesting, but which do I prefer? Do I like small or big teams, transactional or litigious work? Those are all things I think you can Google away, but you really don't know until you experience it for yourself. Allens really helps you explore in a supportive way, such as giving us a buddy all throughout the interview process, followed by a buddy and performance coach as a clerk and grad. One tip I'd have for students is to get curious and just talk to people. Talk to everyone. Get a sense of what they do, their energy, their hours, what their day-to-day actually looks like. I found everyone at Allens to be really sincere and generous with their time. Most people have been where we are, and I'm more than happy to stop and chat. I mean, I clearly loved it and chose to come back as a grad.
Thanks for tuning into today's clerkship episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at The Law Font Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Open Law on LinkedIn and Twitter to stay up to date with clerkship information and tips. Keep listening on your favorite streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any new clerkship episodes. Leave a review if you enjoy the episode. And if you'd like to contact me, you can email iCarozzi, I-C-A-R-R-O-Z-I at openlaw.com.au. And don't forget to head over to openlaw.org.au to learn more, stay up to date, and become law fluent. Speak to you next time.